In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, and verse 1 tells us, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose, a time to weep and a time to laugh. For God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. God does have a purpose for His people. God has a will for His people. Oftentimes, instead of saying, what is God's will for our life, we say, what is God's plan for my life? Well, would you know, I looked through the scriptures, and I couldn't find the word plan anywhere in the Bible. Maybe if you look, you may find that word, but I was unable to find it. So I looked it up in the dictionary. I got two definitions I want to share with you on the word plan. One of those is goal. So I would ask you, what is God's goal for your life? What is the end game that God has for you? And then the second definition is intention. So I would ask, what is God's intention towards His people? We know that His thoughts are above our thoughts. God said, I know the thoughts which I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is the intention of God, that you would have peace and not evil, to give you a prosperous end. Those words could have been red letter words. They were the words that God Himself spoke. I know that Jeremiah wrote those words. Jeremiah could have switched over from writing from his black pen and picked up the red pen. And then again, I read in Jeremiah chapter 24, where God set before Jeremiah two baskets of figs. One was a basket of good figs, the other wherein the figs were so bad that you could not even eat them. And here's what God said to Jeremiah. Now this again is red letter stuff. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like those good figs that was in that good basket of figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place unto the land of the Chaldeans for their good. Can you imagine that? God said, I sent them into captivity for their good. Sometimes we find it hard to comprehend the reason that God does things. And then He says, I will set my eyes upon them for good. I will bring them again to this land. I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck up. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. In this passage of Scripture, God is describing His intention or His will for His people. He is expressing His goal, the end game for His own people. When He says, I will set my eyes upon them for good, shows that His intentions are always good and working for eternal good. This God isn't intended to ruin your life. He has good things in mind for your future. Have you ever considered the fact that God loves you and that He has good intentions for your life, a worthy goal for your life? Then God goes on to describe His intentions to lead His people, build them, plant them, fellowship with them. What an awesome God we have. It's humbling to think that the Creator of the universe would go to such detail in His feelings and intentions for us. What is His will? What is His intention? What is his goal? I cannot give you the specific details of his will, but I can tell you his promise. He promises that he will lead you, that he will provide for you and bless you with true success. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.